Blog Talk Radio.
The following content may not be suitable for all audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're listening to the Radio Infidel Show live from the USA, bringing you the truth, the facts, and the light. Now, here's your host.
Well, good evening and happy 4th to all. You are listening to the Radio Infidel Show live from the USA. Jay here with our merry band of patriots, our executive producer, Pepe Farms, BPDeeming26. Good evening, gents. Hope you had a great 4th.
Oh, yeah, fantastic, Jay. I mean, first we got to celebrate the release of the new Star Trek spinoff trailer. You know, I'm sure you've seen it, the new viral video of Data riding a motorized hydrofoil surfboard while sporting Old Glory. Stunning and brave. And now today we get to celebrate the 27th anniversary of the founding of Amazon.com. Let's just hope Border Patrol honors the petition to deny reentry to Earth when Bezos rides New Shepard 2 weeks from now.
Oh, my. Good evening, BP. How was your 4th, buddy?
It was great, Jay. Just fireworks and hot dogs. That's about it.
Now, I'll tell you what, in my neighborhood, you thought would have thought they were shooting off cannons. This went on. It's still going on today. It was nonstop. Man, Demon26, happy 4th,
hey,
my friend.
Doing?
How are you? Good, good. How
happy
was your
4th? Happy Independence Day, Jay. The 4th is the date that it falls upon. And we're looking forward to our 10th revolution here. We're going to go right past the second American Revolution and go for the 10th.
Well, it certainly seems like it's going to take something with the way things are going. We're what now? Are we 6 months into Biden? Or right at that point?
That's what she said, Jay.
Well, I'm telling you, this guy has fucked up everything. And I mean everything. All right, guys, so let's get into it. Breaking, Alan West declares candidacy for Texas governor. Will challenge Abbott for the GOP nomination. Quote, I am now drawing my sword, and I would draw that line in the sand, and I will ask you to stand with me to preserve the future, the legacy of Texas, said West. Guys, what do you think, West versus Abbott, Pepe?
Well, West seems like the real deal. I mean, even after all the blowback about the Texas GOP's presence on Gab, West is still posting and doesn't give a fuck about cancel culture. It's refreshing.
Oh, he certainly doesn't. BP, what do you think about that matchup?
I think it's going to be a great matchup. I just hope it doesn't make it more difficult for GOP candidates to get elected. I hope it doesn't split the GOP vote. That's what I wanted to say. You know?
Yeah, that could be an issue. Demon, West versus Abbott. What's your thought, buddy?
Well, I'd rather see Abbott versus Costello, but I had the opportunity to indirectly interact with Colonel West with the security company that I work with. They spent some time with him, and he is a stand-up guy. He's genuine. And he really means what he says. He's also got a stellar reputation as a commander in his time in the service. So
well,
I think he's the real deal.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, well,
and
back to that GOP, back to the GOP splitting its vote. They've done that to themselves.
That's
true. Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah. Now, didn't Colonel West, didn't he have a horrible motorcycle accident? I think I remember not long ago, Demon.
I don't recall that. I didn't keep that level of eyes on him very much. I just watch what he puts out there in the media. But I think he did have an accident. I think he did.
Yeah, I think he messed up some ribs, a leg or an arm or whatever. And I know Pepe's already looking it up, so.
Yep. Yeah, he had a motorcycle accident May 25th and was released from the hospital the following Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, well, we're glad he got through it and you know, at least survived because he has a huge voice, I think, guys.
I agree.
I mean, Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's go into laugh my ass off news. Around 30 people showed up on Saturday to meet Biden during a stop in Michigan. Meanwhile, in Florida, 45,000 crammed into Sarasota County Fairgrounds to see President Trump speak. There's something amiss here, guys. Who won the election again?
Trump won. And remember to write that in gold Sharpie on any cash you get in tips.
I mean, look, and the video is out there. It's everywhere. I don't know if you guys have seen the video. BP, have you seen that video of the screen by screen?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's huge. Reminds me of Hillary Clinton rallies in 2016.
Yeah, there's a witness that posted on the Donald.win, or what used to be the Donald.win, saying he got there a little bit after the thunderstorm stopped and was first in line in the overflow crowd. The people that got in literally stood there through a thunderstorm.
I'll tell
That's
you, Demon.
Awesome.
Yeah, Demon, more and more, just by this example, we see how much that the election was fucking a total fraud.
Oh, absolutely, Jay. And this took place here in Michigan where I am. Our local media, who loves to gush over what a great job Biden is doing, conspicuously left out any pictures of the crowd that was never there to begin with. It was a couple of pictures of Biden waving and a couple other choice shots, but not a single picture of the crowd that wasn't. It's like the reverse Schrodinger's cat.
Yeah. But was he waving at an empty field? You remember
probably,
that one?
Probably. He's that far off kilter that he was probably waving at a wall.
Oh, well, green screen, green field. It's hard to tell the difference.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, without a doubt. Okay, so this is going to be fun. Guys, you heard about the House voting to remove racist statues from the Capitol, right? One small detail, said statues were all Democrats. It's like they're trying to erase their dirty past. I mean, I don't know, Pepe.
Well, yeah, it's kind of weird because postmodernist critical theory demands that monuments must represent the anti-heroic victim and not the hero. So by that logic, shouldn't they leave up those statues to the Democrats? But, you know, much of the selective statue destruction makes sense in the context of critical theory, but this one is a little odd.
Well, yeah, what one would think, right, BP? I mean, it's like you're trying to scrub what you dirty assholes did.
BP, are you muted, my friend?
I am, sorry. Basically, they're just covering their tracks at this point, you know?
Yeah.
Covering their tracks.
I mean, because I was going through the statues they voted on, Demon, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, they're definitely all Democrats, but I'm sure they were all white as well. So it was more of the anti-white critical theory stuff.
Yeah, you can count on that. Demon, I mean, talking about fucking just stupid.
Well, Jay, it's, you know, as the great-grandson of an Irish indentured servant who has actually had a hug from an actual indentured servant, a.k.a. slave, I'm all for removing the party of slavery. I'm cool with that. Bye, Democrats.
Right? Yeah, exactly. But I just thought that one was just so stupid. And you know,
but
how
I thought we already
said
that dual citizenship or complaints of dual citizenship was anti-Semitic. Where are we going?
Here we go. Oh, here we go.
Well,
you come or her?
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, boy.
All right. Now, I know I said I wasn't going to do too many more of these, but I'm going to do this one because, okay, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease Director Dr. Anthony Fauci is warning that there will be two types of America. If more Americans do not get jabbed with the experimental COVID-19 vaccine, Fauci is fear-mongering about the so-called Delta variant, which has been pushed relentlessly by the public health experts to induce vaccine compliance. quote, we are going to see almost two types of America, he said. You know, those regions of America which are highly vaccinated, and we have a low level of dynamics of infection. And in some places, some states, some cities, some areas, where the level of vaccination is low and the level of virus dissemination is high, that's where you're going to see the spikes. Quote saying, no vaccine is perfect. Well, I can agree with that. That's the first thing I can agree with him on that. No vaccine is perfect. But when you talk about avoidability and hospitalization and death, it's really sad and tragic that most of these are avoidable and preventable, Fauci continued. Now, guys, I am 99.9% sure if you stop listening to this idiot, you have nothing to worry about. I'm still not getting jabbed, Pepe.
Yeah, I know, right. There's a viral video of a Hispanic gentleman that's solved COVID in his house by tearing down his television set and throwing it out the window. But it's more and more apparent that there's going to be two types of America, the living and the dead. So, I mean, that's not much of a conflict, is it, unless Dr. Fauci is promoting zombieism. And as far as his last comment goes, it's really sad and tragic that most of these are avoidable and preventable. He's not lying. All you have to do is not take the jab.
Well, you know, did we not talk about on a show about how the symptoms of COVID were changing to headache and sore throat? BP, do you remember that? Didn't we talk about that?
And what they won't release are the figures about people who have adverse reactions to all the vaccines. That's not.
Yeah, we were just watching a couple of videos today of people having the nervous tremors stuff. And a couple of people just falling over and dying. 15-year-old just fell over and died 15 minutes after taking the vaccine in Israel the other day.
Well, they already know that it's causing inflammation of the heart. Demon, help me out with this one because I remember the report, but I don't remember exactly what the background is.
They're having a whole lot of problems with inflammation of the heart, and there's a lot of it going on in the military now as well, where they're trying to mandate that soldiers get the vaccine. But here in Michigan, up in Zilwaukee, which is a little town just south of Flint, a 13-year-old boy got the jab 2 days later, perfectly healthy, no issues. 13-year-old boy was found dead in his bed by his mother. These murdering bastards.
Black Pepe and I were watching a video of a soccer game. The guy talking over the top of it was pointing out that the entire soccer team was forced to take their vaccinations before they could play, and two of them passed out with convulsions on the field.
That happened to a cricket team as well.
Oh, yeah, sorry, cricket. Well, okay, it was cricket, so maybe they just passed out from boredom, so maybe that wasn't the vaccine.
Maybe. BP had shared in the pre-production chat, there's a video of some doctor that BP, you can tell it better than me. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's a physician who's discussing the effects of the vaccine in terms of people getting long-term conditions. Like not neurological, but lymphatic diseases that will affect their kidneys, their livers, their spleen. And he's starting to see more and more people like this. And I tried to get the video and audio up for you. And he's saying, what happens is when the mRNA goes in, it binds to the DNA. So if you have a condition in which your immune system is compromised anyway, like lupus, for instance, mm-hmm. it would exacerbate the lupus symptoms even more because it will keep duplicating the lupus cells that are affecting your body. So it will basically speed up the condition in your body.
Right, right. And if that's not scary enough, VP, he's not talking years or decades.
No. He's saying over the next 2 to 5 years, you're going to see more people who will be hospitalized for this issue.
Yeah, the internet meme is that all the test animals died, and that's not technically true. All the ferrets died. What they've seen in animal studies is that people exposed to the coronavirus mRNA quote-unquote vaccine, and there's other mRNA quote-unquote vaccines on the market, like the one related to chickenpox. But what they found is with the coronavirus one, because the coronavirus is supposedly functions on, you know, common pathways present in your respiratory cells, the next time you get exposed to a similar virus, your immune system will go into a cascade and overreact and start attacking your own cells. That's the immunodeficiency part.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Also in that video, the doctor talks about joints breaking down in your body.
Yeah.
Oh, it's deteriorating the cartilage of people's joints?
Yeah, because people have certain rheumatoid arthritic conditions, it will exacerbate the rheumatoid arthritis in their body, so their joints will break down quicker.
Because remember, your immune system has gone into overdrive, so the normal inflammation you have in your joints or the increased inflammation you have in your joints with arthritis causes your immune system to respond in those areas. And if your immune system is in hyperdrive, it starts eating you alive.
So, Demon, don't worry, because you may not get the virus, but you'll be crippled. Go ahead.
No, that sounds fine. I've had quite enough of this, man. This is I can't believe we're watching a mad scientist experiment happen in real time on basically the entire civilized world's population.
Again.
I mean, if it wasn't so fucking laughable and so dangerous, it would be funny. I mean, all right, let's move on. All right, I want to see what Demon knows about this. This is from Afghanistan, the AP. The U.S. left Afghanistan's Bagram airfield nearly 20 years by shutting off the electricity and slipping away in the night without notifying the base's new Afghan commander, who discovered the Americans' departure more than 2 hours after they left, Afghan military official said. Demon.
Oh, my God. There was never, ever any point in us being in Afghanistan. Everybody all the way back to Alexander of Macedonia said, stay out of Afghanistan. It's a hole. I don't know why this didn't happen 20 years ago, to be completely honest with you. There is no reason for us to be there. We don't owe them anything. It's been a farce the entire time. It turns out most of the time our troops were fighting tribes in Afghanistan that were raiding Chinese mining facilities in Afghanistan, and the Chinese benefited from our troops fighting with these tribes through indirect security. We have needed to get out of Afghanistan for years and years and years. I was privy to, not part of, but privy to some of the first operations over there. We had that won, and we had their respect in the first months. And then big army and Congress came in and screwed up the whole thing. If the Afghan commander is looking for sympathy from somebody like me, he needs to look in the dictionary between the words shit and syphilis.
Well, I mean, I know you know of the story, but have you seen the pictures that they posted of the base?
I have not. This is the first I've heard of this, actually.
No, apparently there is tons of equipment.
Oh, we always do that.
Well, we did that in Vietnam.
It's cheaper to leave that equipment behind. Yep, it's cheaper to leave the equipment behind than it is to bring it back.
We did that in Vietnam big time. But I was just like, I had to double check to make sure the story was real, and apparently it is. Pepe, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, it is. There's all sorts of Toyotas ready for having anti-aircraft guns mounted in the back, ready for the taking. But you know why they left in the middle of the night was because Biden can't be seen as fulfilling any of Trump's promises. Remember, wasn't there a story that the commanders in, I think it was in Afghanistan, lied about the troop drawdowns?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yep.
Because Trump had demanded that they leave, and the commander said, oh, yeah, we're gone. But they were lying about it.
Yeah, yeah. And also, Demon, real quick, before I go to BP, this Afghan military official also said that tribes had looted some of the barracks and tents, and I don't know what they could get, but, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, all kinds of stuff. They've absolutely looted. There's no question that they'll do that. It's a bonanza for them. It is basically Christmas. They now have all of these vehicles and everything. They're not going to last long. They'll last maybe a year or two. Most of them will be blown up in the first couple of months. But like we said, this is normal procedure for the U.S. to leave all of this stuff behind. Two, it's confined to Afghanistan, which is a rocky, landlocked, poppy-growing little country of people who have been at war with each other and do so with great glee for the last 3,000 years. 3,000
yeah.
years. These people enjoy war more than the pre-Christian Irish, who were known for their love of war.
Well, I think we should have probably taken a page from Russia. Wasn't it Russia that fought over there for decades?
Yeah, Russia was there for nine years.
Nine?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, BP, what's your take on all this madness?
Well, I'm disappointed also. I thought we should have been gone a long time ago. We wasted so much equipment and so many lives. Speaking of, I know personally a couple people who have died over there.
Yeah.
Young guys, you know, so much to give to this country, and unfortunately, they lost their lives over there.
One of the very first American fatality in Afghanistan was a guy two classes ahead of me in the exact same military job that I held. His name was Lee, and they've got somebody else up as the first guy to be killed because Lee was part of the special operations group. The famous horseman that rode around, and they made the movie about him. Mm-hmm. Lee was a member of that group. I actually knew the guy, and that was the very first fatality in Afghanistan. So,
well, way too much treasure lost, too much spent. I mean, but you know, thinking back, Demon, it doesn't seem like 20 years, but by God, it's been 20 years.
I lived it, Jay. I literally lived all of that.
Oh, I know. I know. Believe me, brother, I know. So, anyway, God bless them. They're coming home. That's a good thing. Okay, guys, this is something close to me. Well, at least my state. And this is so tragic. The death toll in the condominium collapse rose to 27 on Monday today with the discovery of three more bodies as the desperate search resumed. Hours after the remaining sections of the building were brought down by a controlled explosion. Miami-Dade County Mayor Denalia Levine Cava said 118 people remain missing since the Champlain Tower South collapse of June 24th. Authorities took down the remaining sections of the building Sunday, concerned for the winds approaching from Tropical Storm Elsa, which we are getting ready to get on Tuesday and Wednesday, that it would topple the structure and further endanger those hunting for survivors. Now, guys, I pray somebody, with everything that's coming out, that this building was in trouble, goes to prison. Pepe?
Well, as I discuss in Big Think Tonight, ultimately the blame goes to the residents and their self-elected managing board, who most of whom tragically died in the collapse. I do hope that they rescued the pets from the structure that was still standing before they demolished it, because that would be more sad on top of sad.
Well, one would hope. BP, I'm telling you, buddy.
Yeah, Jay, it's pretty sad. Like Pepe said, a lot of the you don't want to say blame, but a lot of it has to go to the condominium board. Just seems they couldn't get their act together in order to get the situation rectified before it collapsed.
I'll tell you, Demon, there was a video that I don't know if it went national, but we had it down here, of a firefighter who actually pulled his dead child from the debris.
Oh, my God. Imagine having to do that. Oh, God, that's so heart-wrenching. Jay, when this happened, I mentioned the corruption and all the cronyism that goes on down in Miami around the construction industry. Somebody pointed out the building was built in the 80s. Well, it was going on back then, too. There was an incident, I can't remember what it was, but it was like a department store or something where part of it caved in the middle. Corruption in Miami, especially on Miami Beach, is just rampant. This doesn't really shock me, and like you guys have already mentioned, a lot of it goes back to the condominium owners themselves. Everybody's like, oh, the owner of the building. Well, the people who got crushed in the building were the owners. It was a condo. They owned it. But the corruption behind what caused the collapse is, it's been there for decades that I know of.
Well, it's not even clear if there was any corruption, really, because I don't know how much you know about the structure, but the building itself was fine. It was the roof of the underground parking garage, which was also the deck by the pool, that failed. And when it failed, it took out the columns of the building, which then failed. So
there's the thing, though. That roof failed there. What was in the
papers? It was just built wrong.
Years ago that I remember.
It was built like a parking.
They were using beach sand in the concrete.
That's fine.
There were a couple of incidents.
The reason why it failed was because there was no drainage. It was built and poured like it was a slab of concrete that sat on ground, but it wasn't. It was the roof of a structure. So there was obviously some design problems that occurred when the building was built, but it wouldn't have cost them any more to design it and build it correctly at the time.
Yeah.
There was no foundation. There was no reason to think that it was corruption at the time that it was built. It was just a bad design for the structure.
Well, there's multiple pictures of columns in the parking structure that you can see that are ate away.
Right, and those were holding up the roof of the parking structure, which wasn't actually part of the building per se. It was just in such close proximity that when it failed, it knocked out the columns of the building.
That's all it takes is a building that high for one part to fail, and guess what you got?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if you guys have ever been around an actual building that collapsed under its own weight or from a structural flaw like this. I saw it overseas here and there. A couple of people tried to say, it was a weapon strike or something. No, it wasn't. This was just pure shoddy construction. I've actually been next to one of these buildings that it was just built poorly and just went down.
Well, it's right on 40 years. I wouldn't be surprised if the roof of that parking structure was only designed to last 20.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, apparently said mayor has ordered any building over 25 years old to be reinspected, which you would think they do inspections anyway. I mean, I don't know, but the video of the actual collapse is available online and it is horrific if you have not seen it. All right, guys, let's move on. Vanessa Williams and PBS slammed for Black National Anthem performance. There was backlash over Vanessa Williams performing the Independence Day before it even happened. Williams hosted PBS A Capital Fourth on Sunday, and it had been announced that she would sing Lift Every Voice and Sing, which has become known as the Black National Anthem. In the promotion leading up to the show, Williams talked about including the song. Quote, it's in celebration of the wonderful opportunity that we now have to celebrate Juneteenth, U.S. Today reported. The former Miss America saying, so we are reflective of the times. Juneteenth commemorates the emancipation of African American slaves and was declared a federal holiday here this year. Conservative Twitter jumped on the national anthem part and declared it divisive, segregation, and racist to have any anthem other than the Star Spangled Banner, which is scheduled to be performed by Grammy Award winning Renee Fleming. Pepe?
Yeah, I think this might also fall under the postmodernist critical monuments theory. You know, the Star Spangled Banner is sort of a monument to the United States, and monuments should only recognize anti-hero victims. So, kind of makes sense.
Yeah, there you have that. BP, I mean, I'm really interested on your take on this.
Well, my take is I think they do a lot of it for publicity sake. Sort of like the poke the bear, had they just gone with a regular Star Spangled Banner or God Bless the USA, it would have been fine. But, you know, someone with PBS probably said to her, hey, why don't you do this and maybe we'll get a rise from the people. You know, you just never
yeah.
know what people's motives are.
They apparently did that, BT.
Yeah, they did. Good Lord.
Demon, go ahead, buddy.
Oh, man. You know, I want to know, did she sing the whole thing or just half of it? Because that I know of, Vanessa Williams is half black, half white.
Oh, no. Oh, Lord God, he went there. I don't know, to answer your question. I'm not 100% sure, but... I think a lot of this, not a lot, a majority of this is just for them to keep dividing people. I was telling you guys a few shows ago, I'm out about all the time because of work, and I see white people opening the door for black people open the doors for white people, Asians, you know, I mean, as long as they can continue a wedge, I think that really is their point. All right, guys, great. Go ahead.
It makes me so mad because I was downtown Detroit for hours this weekend at the market, and there's none of that in Detroit. I mean, I'm a middle-aged white guy walking around downtown. My favorite place to hang out is the butcher shop that I go to with Eric and Jones, both black guys. We'll sit there and bullshit the whole time and make fun of customers when they come in because we get the gross pointers who are from the rich neighborhood, and they're all snooty and looking at the pigs hanging from hooks in the ceiling and going, ew, and we're like, go back to your little mansions, whatever it is. And there's none of that. There's
no.
none of that at all in Detroit.
No, but neither here in Pensacola, Demon, I'll tell you that. All right, guys, great jobs. Okay, guys, here it comes. Facts with Demon 26.
Oh, man, Jay. Started in yesterday on a Gab TV vid that I put together just on the fly, and I came up with a plan. We've got a couple of states now, Florida, Missouri, Arkansas, and I think Arizona as well, are starting to assert their 10th Amendment rights and strike back at the feds through the courts. Well, all the human trafficking we have going on through Texas, that's federal agents doing that. They're moving them across state borders. These federal agents, and in a more general sense, the federal government entirely, haven't completely exceeded their rights under the 10th Amendment of the Constitution of the United States. Another issue we've got going on is our supply lines being interdicted. If you think there's a meat shortage or a lumber shortage or a toilet paper shortage like we had last year, you're not looking at the correct things. What's happening is the trucking, the trains, the freight, all of that is being interdicted and throttled and controlled, and most of it's being done at the federal government level. They're making up excuses to shut down this meatpacking plant. They're having the foreign owners of some of these shipping facilities and meatpacking plants agree to shut down and giving them kickbacks. All of this is done to deliberately and maliciously, with intent, hurt the American people. What can we do about this? Well, folks, those supply lines, they do not run through Washington, D.C. They don't even run through Maryland. Those are endpoints. Those supply lines run through your backyard. They run through my backyard. They run through all of our backyards all across the nation. They're in our states, which means the federal government is interfering specifically in state business. The 10th Amendment reads as follows. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by the states, are reserved to the states respectively, comma, or to the people. That's you. That's me. That's all of us. We are allowing the federal government, for no reason other than the federal government tells us that they have the authority, to ruin our states, to ruin our cities, to ruin our towns, to flood us with illegal, dangerous felons in many cases. And we're not doing anything about it. Well, we can do something about it. Some of the states have figured it out. Some of the states are fighting back through the courts. But what we need to do is get ourselves organized. We need to get to our politicians. We need to find those politicians who actually do believe in the United States of America and the Constitution. And we need to find the sheriffs, who are elected officials, who hold a great deal of power. And we need to be convincing these politicians and these sheriffs that these federal agents are, in fact, a criminal enterprise. They are an interstate criminal enterprise. They are an international criminal enterprise. There are elements of the State Department down in South America right now helping illegal immigrants get here and then move through the states freely. That's international, and that's interstate. These are all major crimes. Human trafficking and criminal conspiracy are major crimes. People do long, long sentences for these. Why are federal agents immune to this? Our politicians need to empower our sheriffs. Our sheriffs need to begin arresting these federal agents. And if the sheriff has the stones, has the depth of faith and the will to follow this through, what that sheriff should do is then find the boss of those agents who issued those orders. Have him arrested or her arrested, I don't care. And then shut down that federal office in that state for criminal activity and conspiracy. We can do this. It's in the law. It's within our rights. It is designated as a right, and it is designated as a duty. The sheriffs have a duty to arrest people who commit grievous crimes against the citizens of their counties and of the state. We need to take this local. And this is what I meant at the beginning of the show when I said we need to skip right by a second American Revolution and go to a 10th American Revolution. We have all the power we need. We just need the will to stand up and revoke consent and confront the federal government in our own backyards. Those federal agents do not have authority in our states. Those federal agents are claiming authority in our states. Our sheriffs have a right and a duty to begin arresting these people and trying them and imprisoning them in state facilities. Our politicians, those of them who actually still care, need to be passing laws. Our politicians, I should say our legislators. I want to get rid of the word politician. It's a dirty word. It's a dirty, filthy word. Our legislators need to start legislating to pass these laws that enable sheriffs to interdict criminal federal activity and shut down interstate and international federal criminal conspiracies. We've had quite enough of this, ladies and gentlemen. We've had quite enough. And the way to do this is to find your legislators who care and to approach your sheriffs and demand that they do their job and then back those sheriffs. Say, deputize me. I'll do it. I'll happily do it. Tell me whatever you need. If I need to stand watch outside of a door somewhere for 12 hours a day, will you arrest these bastards? I'll do it so that you can go do your job properly and you don't have to worry about anything else. You need somebody finding cats in trees? I'll do that job for you too. You need to get a drunk to the drunk tank? We can handle that. You go arrest these federal agents and shut this down. The federal government is engaging in human trafficking and criminal conspiracy on an interstate and international level. And we need to shut it down. And the way that we do that is at the state level, at the county level. If you love your liberty, if you love your independence, if you love your freedom, this is the way to get it back. It's time to start the 10th American Revolution. To hell with a second American Revolution. Let's go right for the 10th. That's my two cents for tonight.
A couple of things that people may not know. One, sheriffs in most states have incredible power. Incredible power.
Correct.
So much more than some governors. The second thing, if you follow the show, you might not know. Demon speaks about this repeatedly and passionately. I cannot count how many times in the show that he is informing us that we have got to take it back by state. You know, look at the different states. I mean, Republican and Democrat states, look at the difference in the crime rate, unemployment. I mean, I could go on and on. But Pepe, I mean, what's your take on Demon's segment?
Oh, I love it. I like the 10th revolution bit. That's quite catchy.
Okay. Yeah, it kind of fits right in there, doesn't it? BP.
Yeah, bring it boy agrees. He says Demon rocks.
Nice.
All right. No, that's great stuff. Hey, Pepe, you got a headline for us?
Oh, yes, I do. And in a quick aside of good news, the Iranian regime's countdown to Israel's annihilation clock has been stopped because of the power outages that have swept across Iran. Now in other news.
Go ahead, buddy.
A new study finds that we have to accept 4 fatal and 16 serious side effects per 100,000 vaccination to save the lives of 2 to 11 individuals per 100,000 vaccinations, placing the risks and benefits on the same order of magnitude. This new study that was produced by doctors in Poland, Germany, and the Netherlands shows that the study conducted using data from 1 million people found the number needed to vaccinate is between 200 and 700 people to prevent one case of COVID-19 for the Pfizer vaccine. That means the NNTV to prevent one death is between 9,000 and 50,000. The number of people experiencing adverse reactions is 700 per 100,000 vaccinations. Currently, there are 16 serious side effects and 4.11 fatal side effects for every 100,000 vaccinations. Thus, for every 3 deaths that are prevented by vaccination, there are 2 deaths caused by vaccination. The authors came to the conclusion that, quote, we have to accept 4 fatal and 16 serious side effects for 100,000 vaccinations to save the lives of 2 to 11 individuals per 100,000 vaccinations, placing the risk and benefits of the same order of magnitude. These numbers were calculated using the absolute risk reduction instead of the relative risk reduction. According to the vaccine manufacturers, the relative risk reduction is 95% for Pfizer, 94% for Moderna, and 67% for the J&J. The relative risk reduction is a ratio comparing the risk of infection in vaccinated people versus unvaccinated people, i.e. the control group. The absolute risk reduction is the difference in risk for someone in the treatment group versus someone in the control group. If you have 100 people who don't get the vaccine and 10 get sick, the risk of getting sick is 10%. If you have 100 people who do get the vaccine and only one gets sick, the risk of getting sick is 1%. The relative risk reduction is 90%. But the absolute risk reduction is just 9%, the 10% minus 1%, as the risk of getting sick was already low. There have been complaints by many scientists about outcome reporting biases in the COVID-19 trials, as the vaccine manufacturers only report the relative risk reduction. The absolute risk reduction of the Pfizer vaccine is 0.7%, and the absolute risk reduction of the Moderna is 1.1%. Jay, this is what they do. When they say that this or that increases your chances of disease X, they invariably use the relative risk over the absolute risk. If, you know, your risk of dying is always 100%. And any claim of relative risk reduction without absolute risk for comparison is meaningless. For example, if you're 90% more likely to get a disease that you only have a base 0.00001% chance of getting, then any preemptive medicine will always be more dangerous than the disease. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, they have just so hyper-blown this shit out for 2 years now. The only reason why I even do the stories is try to, like you guys, is try to make people see how fucking ridiculous this shit is. BP?
Yes, sir.
I mean, this is just... It's like taking an egg and throwing it on the wall and making sense of it.
Basically. And you're always baffled by the numbers. They spit more numbers and percentages constantly at you. So you stay confused.
And I know this makes demons head spin. Demon?
Man, you know, I'm starting to believe that they released the bug, whatever it is, the China virus, to scare the population into getting the vaccine. I think the vaccine is the threat.
I just, you know, and there was I think Fauci or whatever, Fauci or whatever his name, made another statement today about once the FDA approves said vaccines, that it'll become mandatory. Demon, what's your thought?
Go ahead and come get me.
Yeah, I'm.
See how that ends for you.
No, I am. Pepe, what's your thought on that?
Well, I've already got my Kevlar umbrella to protect myself from the Amazon vaccination drones.
Yeah.
BP, how about you, buddy?
I'm getting my Kevlar right now. So sorry, that's what I was doing. Just making sure it's ready to
go
here.
What's your thought on the vaccine becoming mandatory?
Well, I'm totally against it. I got my armored vest also. So just let me give me a minute to wash it off so I'm ready.
All right, so we're all suited up. Good stuff. All right, let's get, Demon, let's get your headline, buddy. You got a good one.
I have a headline. It is not an official news media source headline, but this morning I noted that Mayor Lori Lightfoot, whatever that little troll thing is, noted that there were 30 shootings in Chicago over the Independence Day weekend. And another gabber and I saw that, and both at the same time said, huh, that seems a little light. A couple of hours later, the number is already over 40. So this is Chicago, a Democrat stronghold for decades and decades and decades. And they had 40 shootings in a gun-controlled city over the Independence Day weekend. The violence in Chicago is completely out of control, and it is nobody's fault but Lori Lightfoot and her little Marxist mafia that she's got tucked up in there.
Well, you know why that happened, right? Right, Demon? Because
Trump had a rally in Florida.
No, because she tarred over the Pride crosswalk that she unveiled midnight.
Oh, yeah.
Midnight,
I'm sure
the day before July.
I'm sure a bunch of gay guys went out and just randomly shot 40 people. That seems like something they would do totally. Am I right?
Now, Demon.
Yeah.
Now, Demon.
Yeah.
This is the same Lightfoot, Mayor Lightfoot, who got into it a few days with a Newsmax reporter challenging her on the crime rate, and she flipped the fuck out. Did you see that?
Yes.
I mean,
yeah, that
like,
was a.
Go ahead.
I would be staggered if that woman has a higher than 68 IQ. I would genuinely be staggered.
I mean, Demon, her response, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Good Lord. I don't know. I don't know. BB, what's your thought on the Chicago story?
Well, I'm just really sad for the people of Chicago. Nothing seems to come out of there, that city. That's any good news. I don't know if you guys saw the large groups of youths running, pillaging in downtown Chicago 2 nights ago.
Oh, boy.
Groups
didn't
of
see that.
100 plus running through the streets, breaking windows and going into stores, making huge thefts of merchandise. The cops were there, but luckily for the youth's sake, no one was injured because it could have been worse.
Well, you know, and guys, I can't blame the cops right now because they have been put into an impossible, unbearable situation.
Yes. Yes, they have. I'm surprised that a single Chicago cop is still on the force.
Or where is it in Portland? I mean, really? I mean, oh, good Lord. It's just too much. Okay. Hey, BP, you got a headline tonight you want to do, or?
He's cleaning off his armor vest. I'm not going to ask why he needs to clean off his vest.
He got C on it.
My headline is inflation continues to rock our country. As we all look around, we see prices continue to go through the roof. The Biden administration, of course, they don't have any clue to what's going on because it doesn't affect them. You've gone to the grocery store or to the gas pump. I think we've all seen what's going on.
I'm still waiting for five other Patriots to help me chip in with their 16 cents to buy a Kit Kat.
Yes, exactly.
You know, guys, I think most or all of you don't do Facebook, but you know the White House does. And you, every time they post their accomplishment, you ought to see their ratio of people laughing. It's got to be like 80% of their, you know, the little like things are people laughing their asses off.
Jay, you get some screenshots of that, and I'll put it to the Benny Hill theme.
Oh, I will do that for you. I guarantee it. That's a deal. All right, guys, great first half. That brings us into the halfway point. Make sure you follow us on gab.com at Radio Infidel Show. On the other side, Big Zinc with Pepe Farms. Grab you some Georgia sweet tea. Hit the can. We'll be right back.
while the Palma got no direction. We're all playing the same game. We're all looking for redemption. Just afraid to say the name. So caught up now in pretending. What we're seeking is the truth. I'm just looking for a happy ending. All I'm looking for is you. Find what you are looking for.
Welcome back to the Radio Infidel Show with another episode of Big Think with Pepe Farms Remembers. Building collapse and the banality of bureaucracy. Tonight on Big Think with Pepe Farms Remembers. Headlines surrounding the recent Champlain Towers collapse in Florida illuminates the information warfare affecting all aspects of the infotainment sector. Everything from rising sea level to McAfee's dead man switch is being touted as explanation. As is usually the case with many of these headline news cycle stories, the truth of this engineering disaster is readily apparent and has been since at least 3 years ago. Disasters are a series of events, any one of which is not fatal on its own, but taken together result in catastrophe. Let's all be clear. It is the case that all buildings ever may fall down. After all, a building is just an exercise in falling, a collection of parts caught in the moment just before gravity wins, or people remove its component parts to be reused elsewhere. However, Champlain Towers is not an engineering disaster. It's just the latest example of how bureaucracy kills people. Among the oldest of stereotypes, bureaucrats are renowned for buck-passing, unresponsive, lethargic, and incompetent management. The victims of the Champlain Towers collapse suffered at the hands of their engineering company's bureaucracy, the city's bureaucracy, and their own managing board members. The 2018 engineering report clearly stated that the lack of proper drainage would cause exponential damage. In civil engineering, exponential damage is not just an expression. It describes how damage will progress in a structure as opposed to a linear damage model. The engineers clearly stated that the water infiltration had already caused damage, and that damage would increase faster and faster. Many talking heads find fault with the engineering report, claiming that the phrases, quote, exponential damage and, quote, major structural damage were not clear enough. I'm sure the engineering company's bureaucracy stipulated what language could or could not be used, but the language they chose is quite clear, at least to me.
Was this language also clear to the Champlain Towers governing board? It was clear enough to the board that major repairs were scheduled to begin very soon, but the common sense that most people still retain is not reflected in any bureau. Why were the repairs delayed 3 years after the report warning of, quote, major structural damage? Quite simple, really. The damage was affecting the underground parking structure and not the building itself as such. As you may recall from the pictures of the disaster, there was a large concrete tiled pool deck which also served as the roof for much of the underground parking structure. This concrete roof slab and the floor slab underneath were disintegrating due to standing water. Residents had been complaining of standing water in the parking garage since the building opened. In 2019, residents also complained to the city that heavy construction next door to the property was causing additional concrete cracking and spalling, but the city's bureaucracy refused to investigate. News organizations should be excoriating city officials for ignoring decades of problems with the structure, and instead, headlines are speculating that, quote, rising sea levels or sinkholes may have been causing damage. In their defense, some articles even almost mention the truth of sea level in Florida. The Earth's crust underneath Florida is sinking in rebound from the last ice age. The Baltimore Sun almost swerves into the truth by reporting that the entire coastline is, quote, sinking at the rate of a couple of millimeters per year, but then they miss the point entirely by following up with, quote, deep piles would have provided stability. Newsflash, Baltimore Sun. Piles into bedrock that is also sinking doesn't change anything. So what really happened? The Baltimore Sun, again, almost twigs it, but instead, almost anecdotally, reports the key event. Quote, immediately before the collapse, one of the residents saw a hole opening near the pool. Michael Stratton said his wife, Casey Stratton, who was missing, was on the phone with him and was looking out through the window of her fourth floor unit when, she told him, the hole appeared. After that, the call cut off. So there you have it. The roof of the parking garage collapsed before the building fell. There probably would have been no further collapse, except for debris from the pool deck. Failure of the pool deck dumped debris into the garage, which likely caused additional columns that were known to be cracked and spalling to fail. This loss of support for the exponentially damaged pool deck slab likely initiated a cascade failure, which reached the attached tower's exposed supporting columns. Either through impact or lateral displacement, or a combination of both, those columns failed. No geological or geopolitical instability required. Just bad drainage on a supported concrete slab is more than enough to have caused the slab to give way. Tons of falling concrete is more than enough to take out a few exposed columns. The results were predictable, although perhaps the exact timetable was not. The real failure here was of, by, and for the bureaucrats, many of whom tragically were killed by the building that they were charged to protect. If all of the bureaucrats involved had followed all of each other's onerous regulations to a T, maybe the building would still be standing. But we all know this never happens in real life. Bucks are passed, excuses are made, financial calculations rule supreme, and people die.
You know, that was a great report, by the way. Pepe, do you remember, maybe it was 3 or 4 years ago, the walkway bridge that collapsed in Florida?
Yes, the one that was designed by the all-feminist engineering company.
I don't know, but it was at a college.
Yep.
And they knew there was problems with that. So, you know, but you know what? You hear nothing about that story anymore. Nothing. So,
oh, of course not.
I'm thinking this will be the same thing. I mean, will it just be washed away?
It will certainly be downplayed because of the lack of involvement of the city employees that should have been the ones really looking after aged buildings, you know, the ones that sign off on the permits. And as we've seen, there's been a couple of buildings that have been evacuated because people are actually now doing their job.
Well, in your report, I believe part of it was they knew there was problems, what, 10 years ago or so?
Yeah, 2018, I think, was when
quite 10. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that was getting
ready for their 40-year review, and so now they're going to do reviews on a 25-year cycle.
To me, BP, that is criminal.
Well, I doubt it's actually criminal because, again, this was problems with the parking structure. As far as the board was aware, it was just their parking structure was going to fall apart. It really seems like no one put two and two together that a building falling down that's basically attached to your building could cause your building to fall down too.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
Damon, what's your thoughts, buddy?
I think the barbecue has gotten to him.
did everybody
hey,
got stuck on.
Hey.
Everybody got stuck on mute. Damon, I mean, break down your thoughts on this whole thing. I mean, where we are, where do you think it's going to go?
Oh, which whole thing here, Jay? Are we still talking about the building in Florida? Or
yeah, the I think it's neglect.
It's clearly neglect.
Here's the thing. My difference is I think it's criminal neglect. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would agree with you completely. It's criminal neglect. People just don't care anymore. I've told this story 100 times and several times on this show. I left the country for 10 years. I came back. I didn't recognize my country. Nobody had any sense of decency. Nobody had any sense of respect. Nobody had any sense of responsibility for their own actions. The concept of contrition was completely gone. It is years and years and years of societal rot that allows stuff like this to happen. And I can't believe some of the stuff that I see. And it strikes me, especially having been out of the country for those 10 years.
Well, it'll be years before we know. I mean, we do know that because, like Pepe was saying, they'll drag it out and, you know, it'll be what it is. All right, guys, great show tonight. Final thoughts, Pepe Barnes.
Well, tonight I leave everyone with the thought that while most of us drink at the fountain of wisdom, others merely gargle.
God.
Oh, Lord God. you can always expect a good one from him. Final thoughts, BP.
Final thoughts is I hope this week is not as bad with the potential hurricane coming through.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And we do, as we are in the path of Tropical Storm Elise, I think its name is, we hope you all are safe and got your supplies. Final thoughts, Demon 26.
Well, here's to hoping everybody's safe for the storm, but I'm going to double down on Pepe real fast. People wonder why I drink, and I wonder why I don't drink more.
my man, Demon 26.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks to my co-host, Pepe Farms, and BBN, Demon 26. Awesome stuff, gents. Thanks to our listeners, as without you, it wouldn't be as much fun. Join us on Gab at the Radio Info Show. Pepe Farms, get us out of here.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. And let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long. long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Song, let me sing forevermore.